Welcome to Gender, A Wider Lens exclusive content. If you're a free listener, what you're about to hear is a preview of a bonus episode for our paid Substack subscribers.
If you'd like to hear the rest, go to widerlenspod.com and sign up for any of our paid membership options.
And to all of our premium and founding member subscribers, thank you for the support.
And here's the bonus conversation.
So we're back with Scarlett, and Stella had a great idea during our full episode. We'd like to ask you, what would you have needed when you were 12 and 13 and starting to kind of experiment with this idea of transgender,
you know, being... Honestly, I think I just needed like therapy for body image issues. I feel like I had like, what do you call it? Like, I know like they have like gender dysphoria and there's like
body dysmorphia.
Yeah. And I feel like that was a big struggle of mine. And I needed more help in regards to that. And I feel like it would have helped me a lot to introduce me to like some older gay people for me to just kind of see that like that's like a normal thing and I shouldn't feel so wrong and so like repulsive for being the way I was, because that just, it just led me to withdraw so much as a kid, and I just needed like some positive role models in my life that wasn't just like, you know, my mom constantly battling against the world for me, you know what I mean? Because she really was my hero growing up. But it's kind of hard when you just have like your parent is just focused on keeping the world's prejudice at bay. It makes it hard for them to be there for you in all the ways that like you really could have used, you know what I mean?
I wonder, would you have benefited as well to have some knowledge around, you know, the online abuse, I think, might have brought in, you know, the homophobia anyway, but then also the homophobia that was, you know, everywhere, as well as the online kind of predatory behavior. No wonder you felt icky. No wonder. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because there were some very unsavory individuals that at the time I was like, oh, they, you know, they're my online friends. You know, we play World of Warcraft together, so it's fine. But it was not fine. And the youth.